each and every one of you. Let's give it up for our sisters and brothers in the National Nurses United. Let's give it up for all the students here, all the students bearing witness. All the working people bearing witness, bearing witness. We want every color, every culture, every civilization, every class, every sexual orientation, every religion, and we love our atheistic and agnostic brothers and sisters. Are we here together? We here all together. Thank you, my dear sister Donna. Thank you, brother Paul. Thank you, brother Sean. And your first name is, my dear sister, Lakeisha. Give it up for the young folks. Occupy Boston. Occupy Boston. Let the word go forth here and now that something is happening in Boston, something's happening in New York, it's happening in Los Angeles, it's happening in Chicago, it's happening in Detroit, it's happening in McAllen, it's happening in towns we don't even know the name of. Give it up for the Democratic Awakening. The Democratic Awakening. Yes. And anytime those the great Sly Stone call everyday people. Everyday people have a dignity. Everyday people have a sanctity. And anytime everyday people straighten their backs up, they're going somewhere, because folk can't ride your back unless it's bent. And we decide to straighten our backs up here and occupy Boston. Is that right? Yeah. Straighten our backs. I was blessed to be in New York. Right there on Wall Street with the courageous and visionary brothers and sisters of all colors about a week and a half ago. And most of the mainstream press said, oh, they'll just be here a few days and it will be a passing fad. It will just be fashionable to go out. No, no, no. Here we are 19 days later. Of the U.S. autumn to the Arab Spring. It is not just the Arab Spring, but it was also the northern tip of Africa, just like in the early 90s. It was Nelson Mandela who led the Democratic Awakening, not just for Africa, but the whole world. Oh, yeah. We love you, Nelson, and now it's the northern tip of Africa, in Tunisia and in Egypt, and we in America, oh, we've got a rich democratic tradition. Don't let anybody tell you that this occupation is anti-American. No, right. It is profoundly American, yes, to be, yes, anti-injustice, yes, in America. Our dear brother Howard Zinn, oh, we love brother Howard so much. Oh, we love Howard Zinn so much. What did he say? He said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. That is what has made America free and democratic, and to the degree to which we all come together and keep it free and democratic, we keep alive the legacies of Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, yeah. And Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, of our Catholic sister Dorothy Day, and Philip Berrigan. Oh, yes. We've got a great cloud of witnesses who came before, and all we're trying to do is to keep it alive because we part of the 99.
That's right!
And my last word is this. My last word is this. There's an American genius whose birthday we celebrated just 85 years ago. His name is John Coltrane. John Coltrane talked about a love supreme. And don't let anybody tell you that this occupation Boston is not about love. It's about love, 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 love. We love working people. We love poor people. We love folks struggling for justice. And yes, indeed, we even love the individuals who might be greedy on Wall Street. We just want their institutional practice to be called into question so that democracy becomes real. This is not about hating anybody. It's about hating injustice. Yeah. Yes, always remember, justice and the struggle for justice is what love looks like in public. And this is what love looks like in public in Occupy Boston. Woo! Keep the movement alive. A lucha continua. It's such a blessing for me to be here. I'm going to break dance back to New Jersey. Woo! Woo!
Woo!
This is what democracy looks like!